From WBUR in Boston, it's Weekly Warm-Up, a sampling of the cornucopia of stories and interviews featured on Only a Game, sports public radio style.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available voice-activated navigation. More at acura.com/RDX.
Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Charlie Pierce's remarks last week inspired Only a Game listeners to flood our mailbox with comments. Doug Reynolds from Cambridge, Massachusetts, took exception with Charlie's characterization of 66-year-old Don Imus as a pathetic 70-year-old bad boy. Other than that, Mr. Reynolds wrote, I pretty much agreed with all Mr. Pierce said. The only part I can remember, however, is the 70-year-old slur. Dan Stein listens to Only a Game on WAMC in New York State. After professing his undying admiration for our program, Mr. Stein offers the following suggestion for improvement. Prior to your weekly segment with Charlie Pierce, insert a sock or similar muffling material into Mr. Pierce's mouth, wrap duct tape several times around his head, and firmly secure the material into this overactive orifice of his. Bill Fischel, who listens on Vermont Public Radio, joined the chorus. Charlie Pierce's response to the Duke lacrosse player's acquittal was truly over the top. He has to bring his own politics into it and rant about Guantanamo. Come on, Charlie, think about the name of the show. However, Richard Klass, who listens on Minnesota Public Radio in St. Peter, wrote to say, when Charlie linked the Duke situation with Guantanamo and what has become of America and its Constitution, well, at that moment, the sun shone through my bedroom window, and I felt for the first time in a very long time that there may be hope, that we will survive our long exile in the quagmire of incivility, selfishness, ineptness, and corruption. Mr. Klass was not alone in appreciating Charlie's comments. He was joined by many others, including Vermont listener Pete Osler, who writes, your commentary made my day and probably my week and maybe my month. Fat white men bloviating indeed. Smiley face. A number of listeners also wrote in to correct Bill Littlefield on his knowledge of the Cricket World Cup again. Dr. Phil Jerzyk, who listens on WCBE in Columbus, Ohio, asked that Bill refrain from making further comments on the Cricket World Cup, saying, today you said Australia had won the cup. Hold on there. The final won't be decided until April 28th in Barbados. Maybe you can find a friend with Dish TV and tune in. And finally, a correction that I cannot blame on Bill Littlefield. Last week, I said that Dina Castor was attempting to become the first American woman to win the Boston Marathon since Joan Benoit Samuelson in 1982. That was wrong. The last American woman to win Boston was Lisa Larsen Weidenbach in 1985. If you have a comment, concern, or yet another correction, write us at Only a Game, 890 Commonwealth Avenue, Boston, Massachusetts, 02215. You can send an email to oag@wbur.bu.edu or leave a message on our listener line, 617-353-1860.